This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. This is going to be a very important message for everyone. It's for clients and as yet clients, hopefully to become clients. It's for you attorneys out there. It's about the coronavirus. It's not doom and gloom. The reason why is that there's plenty of that out there. There's plenty of news articles and things to scare you and worry you and all that. That's the last thing people need. So I've actually tried to put on my thinking hat and think, all right, well, how will things change? How will this impact the legal profession? I think I've found some really good insights that I'm going to share with you. But first, I want to give you some calming news, facts, and figures. This is the opposite of what the media is showing. I have a friend that works for the CDC. So not to minimize what's going on, but he says, you know, this has been verified at CDC website, about 30,000 people in the U.S. alone every year die from flu. 300,000 are hospitalized. So if you look right now, 300,000 hospitalized, maybe 500 hospitalized or 100 hospitalized, 30,000 a year die, 60 have passed as of this recording, and this will change, obviously, daily. Another important thing to look at is worldwide, there's about 160,000 cases, and this is being recorded March 15th, just for reference. Yes, the cases will grow. Yes, the deaths will increase. Yes, 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 all of that. But here's what's important to look at. So 70% of the cases at this time have been in China. And China is, the cases have slowed way down. There's almost no new cases now in China. The tracking stats that I've seen, again, from WHO and CDC show that China has flattened out completely. The number of new cases is maybe 20 a day. 80 to 85% of their cases are now resolved, meaning these people had it. They've recovered. They're okay now. There are still some cases outstanding. And yes, people have passed, but everyone's getting a better understanding of what's going on. If you look at Italy, they're much earlier on in the infection. So they look terrible compared to China. And their population, from what I understand, is older. They have what's called comorbidities, diabetes, heart problems, etc. And of course, unfortunately, as with every disease, those people are more adversely affected. The United States right now, unfortunately, is still in the very early stages. But from the day that I've seen, South Korea is in a more mature phase of it. China is the most mature, etc. You see a pattern. You see cases spike and then go down. You see deaths spike and then go down. And things come back down. You got to remember, we've been through MERS, SARS, swine flu, bird flu, Ebola, etc. There have been a lot of these things over the past 20 years even. Many, many of them. They're going to continue. The reaction to this one, I think because it's spreading so fast, is very serious. People are extremely worried. But I believe that they're over-worried. For some reason, this has just been fanned into flames by the media big time. So people are just incredibly worried, and it's unfortunate. I'm more worried about the business consequences. Not that I don't care about human life, and I'm not worried about that. But my job is not to go over necessarily all the health stuff, because I'm not a doctor, and you're not there to hear that from me. But anyway, this being said, we just have to deal with what the reality is. And what is the reality for the legal profession? Well, a phrase keeps coming to mind in my head. The phrase is, if I can get them in the office, I can convert them to becoming a client. Well, guess what? That paradigm is being tested right now, and it's going to change for a while. You know, a while could be 2 months. A while could be forever. I don't know. But at least for probably the next couple of months, that paradigm is going to be very different. So what do you do about it? This is really important. I've been doing some thinking about it. And I've come up with a plan, an offer, and ways to help you guys and gals out there. So if people don't want to come in the office, if they're afraid to come into the office, you've got to convert them through remote means, through phone. Well, there are applications out there that let you do not just phone, but you can record the call. You can do video chat. You can share items on the screen. You can collect electronic signatures, etc. So the law firms that are going to employ this suite of things versus just phone call are going to do far better than the ones that are not reacting and just saying, hey, come and see me, or let's just do this by phone. Why? Well, if you hear me, it's one thing. If you see me and hear me, it's a lot better. If you see me and hear me and I can share things on my screen with you, it's even better. Now we're getting much closer to actual in-person interaction. If you see me, if you can hear me, if you can share documents with me and look at stuff together and go over things, I'm going to feel much more bonded to you, even though I'm not in the same room with you. So if we can't get in the same room, how can we approximate that before and early on? So the ideal time to do this is during the initial consult. So I've been working on some scripts that, you know, many law firms have used in the previous days until today, you know, for phone to help convert a lot better than before. And with some tweaks, those same scripts are shortly going to be available for this type of interaction. And we're going to have step-by-step guides for you on how to get video and document sharing and all that stuff available by phone so that clients don't have to come into your office. And an added benefit of this is that, again, it removes one step of the process where a lot of clients no-show. You know that. Some firms are great, and, you know, 20-30% no-show, but it's still very significant. And if the economics of now of the coronavirus are going to hurt businesses, which unfortunately I think they will hurt, not all of them, but some of them, this needs to be done. This needs to be paid attention to immediately. So I would highly suggest you can contact us, speakeasymarketinginc.com, or call 888-225-8594. We have a process that we're just finishing that I think is going to be a big game changer. And it's going to help people convert more regardless if things normalize. Even if they normalize tomorrow, this will help you. Again, the goal is to remove one of the obstacles to people retaining you, to reduce your no-show rate, which again can be 20 to 50% at the come to my office stage. So this will be big. It'll be very big for attorneys. And frankly, it's going to be a required competitive advantage. If you don't have this, if you're still just going to stick with regular phone, I'm sorry, but I honestly believe you're going to be at a distinct disadvantage going forward, and especially now for the next few months. So again, please let us know. I'm happy to give a lot of the details of the system out for people that want to do it themselves. For people that don't, can't, won't, don't have time, etc., that's why we're setting this up, and that's totally fine. Just contact us, 888-225-8594, and we'll let you know what to do, how to do, and how to get you set up in this way. But I think it's going to be actually a good thing for the law firm industry, and I hope it helps you. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.